All right, so there's a big golf tournament this weekend, the WGC at Concession, which they've never played there. And apparently this course is just a phenomenal golf course. And 48 of the top 50 players in the world will be there, including Justin Thomas, who just sent out a tweet saying, sick to my stomach right now, praying for Tiger and hoping for an amazing recovery. Mike Tyson just sent out a tweet, praying for Tiger, fight through this. And that's what the sports world is focused on right now, is Tiger Woods. And we don't have any more updated information. He had a single car crash earlier today. He's in surgery. It's not life-threatening, but surgery on his lower body, you know, his legs, and we don't know exactly what that means or what will come of it in terms of his future, both on tour and personally. But to get into that and the big tournament this weekend, we're joined now by one of our favorites from the Golf Channel. Here is Jerry Foltz. Jerry, I just read that tweet from Justin Thomas. You're around these modern-day players a lot. You know, how much does Tiger mean to these guys, the younger players on tour?
Well, he's the reason many of them ever picked up a golf club the first time, if it weren't for maybe their dads or their grandpas trying to get them out there. Tiger Woods inspired so many people in a manner that was very reaching people of different backgrounds that never had been reached by the sport of golf before. So, yeah, he's everything.
Foltz, is there any more information? You're in the inside as far as the golf world. All we're aware of, it was early in the morning. The car was a mess, and it's non-life-threatening, and apparently some leg damage to Tiger. Is that basically all you're aware of as well?
Yes, that's all I'm aware of. I've been sitting here glued to the TV, all the different outlets that are reporting on it, and trying to see if anybody who beats who to get the most reliable, newest information, which fortunately they're not doing. There's a lot of speculation going on. I appreciate you guys didn't do that in the intro, because so many people are speculating, and many to buy time till more information comes out are already almost eulogizing him, which seems a little sad to me. No, I'm just like everybody else, glued to it, feeling a little less stressed because of the many reports that the injuries are non-life-threatening, and worried sick for his two kids, Charlie and Sam, that they get through this really tough time and get to talk to their dad sometime soon, and he can let them know he's okay.
Yeah, Jerry, that's what we all hope for here, too. You mentioned speculating prior to the horrible news that we were just encountered with today. You saw Tiger on the weekend with the Masters approaching. How confident were you that he was any close to return to golf?
Oh, yeah, in his interview with Jim Nantz, he didn't leave us with a optimistic impression about being able to compete in the Masters. But the one thing you can never do with Tiger, and the only time you'll ever get Tiger Woods wrong, is when you underestimate him. The only time he'll prove you wrong, because he's able to do things that nobody else can do, and he's done it his whole life. And if that's coming back from surgery, he can do it. If it's coming back from a tragic accident like this, and maybe someday returning to the golf course, if there's one person who can do it, it'll be Tiger.
We're chatting with Jerry Foltz of the Golf Channel, and that's so true. I mean, my mind has been racing like everyone else. We all love following Tiger and watching Tiger, and we can't wait to see him back on the course. And this is going to be a challenge for him, clearly, without knowing any of the details in terms of what he's about to go through. He was going through a tough time anyway, with the back surgery and where his status was to begin with. But, he has climbed the mountain so many times over the past 10 or 12 years. And the idea of seeing him on the course again, even if it's 2 or 3 years down the road, I'm hoping once the dust settles and once we hear the news and it's more positive than anything, we can get to that point. And just the idea of covering that story would be really incredible, Jerry.
Yes. 82 PGA Tour wins, 15 majors. He's done all that while relinquishing probably a decade of his career to either injuries or swing changes. And that just makes it even more incredible. Something the guy who he's chasing from a major championship standpoint, Jack Nicklaus, never had to do. These images that are coming out through TV, the same ones they keep replaying from the helicopter, are just eerily similar to the pictures we saw from, 1949 in the crash of Ben Hogan. And it's, the injuries themselves, at least the initial reporting, sound quite similar as well. So I think we all just hope he walks out of there. walks out of the hospital someday, that he can live a normal life first and foremost, and then and he can be a dad, and he can do all those things that he relishes now more than ever. And if he can return to the golf course, that's only a bonus. But right now, that shouldn't be near the forefront of anybody's mind.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the golf world will go on. We just mentioned that, that Justin Thomas was speaking today. All the players are going to be speaking on this really throughout the coming days. But the WGC Workday is on the verge of happening, and 48 of the top 50 players in the world are going to be there. It's just a stacked lineup. We know there's no cut, and by all accounts, this course is incredible. I don't know if you're familiar with it, Jerry, but I'm sure you are. It looks like it's just amazing. I mean, how do you see this tournament playing out?
I tell you what, I've played there probably a dozen times. Sandra Gall has her annual charity event there. I took a couple of guys' weekends over there and stayed on property in the most amazing casitas you've ever seen. It's a great golf course, yes. It is arguably the toughest or one of the toughest golf courses I have ever played. Now, they won't set it up to embarrass the PGA Tour pros, but there are certain certain green complexes and certain shots you have to hit off the tee that are just ridiculous. I mean, they played NCAAs there, and they didn't soften it up too much for them, and the scores weren't too bad about 3 years ago, but they weren't great. It can be set up to where, literally, it could be set up to where a Tour pro couldn't break par there if they wanted to.
Jerry, some kind of positive note before we get you out of here. If you could come up with a three-pack of players that you think might play well there, who would you come up with?
You got to go with the accurate guys off the tee. In that respect, I don't even though it's a long course, I don't think you need a ton of power. So I look for the Xander Schauffeles and the Colin Morikawas of the world to really play well there.
Okay, Xander Morikawa. All right, we'll see. We'll see where this goes.
Sorry about the three-pack. I finished the other one already. It's early.
Okay, I'm with you on that. It's going to be a fun weekend. Enjoy it. Obviously, an incredibly difficult day in terms of the news, but we really appreciate your viewpoint and your input, Jerry, as always, and we'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime, gentlemen. I always enjoy it. Thanks.
Yep, there he is.
Thanks,
Jerry Foltz of the Golf Channel. So he's got Schauffeles and Morikawa he likes. Did he give us a third?
No, he didn't, but I think if you want to, that guy's my buddy, so those are my picks.
Well, I got the first
pick. What's this three-pack you guys are doing every tournament?
Wow, this guy wants to do a snake, and he actually is a snake, because he threw a three-pack at me 1 week, and then he started crying for a snake. We'll tell you about it after the
break.
Yeah,
we don't have enough time to describe what
this guy's a fraud,
here.
Yeah.
This guy over here.
This guy, you wouldn't
Pete
believe
Rose,
it.
Shoeless Joe Jackson, all
Pete
wrapped
Rose.
Into one. All wrapped into one. We'll describe it and tell you about it in the next hour. I have the top pick. I'm taking DJ. Like, it's happening. You have to take Dustin Johnson.